got an email from Leslie Walker, National Association of Realtor Attorney, who was on back in June of 2012. And she just replied to my email. She's not available December 16th. If you have a day in January, so that means she's not available the 23rd or the 30th, skating the holiday season and not working. Wish we had time to call her right now and berate her. She was a great guest. I think we talked about, can't remember. Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update. I just have to bring this up because of the date, December 8th, 1980. They have this little today in history. John Lennon was shot to death outside his New York City apartment building by an apparently deranged fan. Apparently? Really? Who wrote apparently? Allegedly? God. Okay, 49th week of the year 2013, the week ending December 6th, 2013, the 49th week, the 766th week. I've compiled these statistics. Single-family residences only and just through the Santa Barbara multiple listing service. New listings, this is a shock, 22 new listings. Two closed, I know. I didn't track, but so not a net number of 22. Some were reported only as statistical purposes only. So really, it might have been even three sold, so maybe a net number of 19. A low of 649,000 on Agula. A high of 14.5 million on Padaro Lane. I went there. At first, I drove up and I went to the guest house first, which was over the garage, which of course is facing the street of Padaro. And you go up to the garage, little guest suite. And of course, so many of these homes you go in and they're just original. They clearly need to be completely gutted if you want something new. Not that I would complain if I lived there. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, people own these properties for years and they just use it as a little summer thing and they don't need granite countertops. They have running water. It's good enough. What a view. I mean, just right on the, it's just, so there's like two different guest areas, 14.5 million was the high for the week. 13 of the 22 new listings were under $1 million. So the median price, 991,000. Second category, opened escrows. 12 opened escrows. Not a lot of people out there shopping to buy real estate for the 49th week of the year. Again, they're Christmas shopping. I'm out shopping for a car. You want to sell your car? Call me after the show at 452-2428. Sell me your car. It's got to be nice. No, under 80 grand. Opened escrows 12, a low of 489,000 on Alisos, high of 4.1 million on Creciente. Glad that finally went into escrow. Seven of the 12 opened escrows were under $1 million, median price 800,000. 12 opened escrows. So again, we're going to track the last 3 weeks where we are five more sales ahead over 2012. So will we eke it out? The reason why we're ahead is because we closed 33 single-family homes for the week ending December 6th, 2013. 33. We've been averaging 23. So we needed that 10 over the average to be five more over than last year. Low of 325,000 on Rim Road. 325,000. They were asking 449,000 up there on Rim Road. That's not far from you. And a high of 3,550,000. On Garden Lane. I showed that, tried to sell it. Kind of nothing fancy on the house. Was remodeled, but not, you know, just was not a real, but it was almost 1.5 acres. It had the pool, the tennis court, north-south tennis court. It was in the location's fabulous, so I think someone got a good buy there. 16 of the 33 sold listings were under $1 million. And median price, $1 million, actually $1,050,000. And those are the stats for the week ending November 6th, 2013. We're at the end of the program. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. Visit RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Search MLS listings throughout California. Listen to past broadcasts. Call me after the program, 452-2428, 452-CHAT, if you'd like to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question. Because remember, I can answer just about any question eventually.